Obviously, you must be pleased with tonight's performance, Damon. Off to a great start.
Yeah, really good team performance from back to front today. I think we've shown that we've got a bit of strength and depth as well. With the amount, I think it's the strongest squad we've had all pre-season. And I think we've still got... Well, Tom Manship was unavailable today. Alvin Jarvis and Matt Rumour, you'd say they're three people what would 99% you'd say would be in your... Definitely be in your 16, and then more than likely be in your starting 11. So, yeah, really pleasing.
And you've looked at two of last year's reserve team players.
Yeah, done really well. To be fair, we've looked at a few of them all pre-season. I thought James was exceptional on them when he came on Saturday. He had a really good game. He was really struggling for... Not struggling for players, but we only took 14 players, and obviously he came late like everyone else, and I thought he deserved his opportunity tonight, and he done really well, and he stepped up to the mark and showed that he could play at this level. Whether it could be week in, week out, you don't know, but until you give these lads a chance... You just don't know, and I've said it from day one when I came to the club. If the lads are doing well in the reserves and the managers speak to me and they deserve an opportunity, it's a perfect opportunity to have a look at them in pre-season. And I think we've had a look at five or six of them from the reserve side last year, and they've all done well. Some have still got a bit of way to go, which they know, but some have stepped up to the mark and done really well.
Obviously, one of the frustrating things from your perspective is you haven't had a regular squad to select from.
No, but I think every manager in pre-season, unless they're on contracts and paying out ridiculous money, that's football and we know it. Obviously, it's been more harder this season than what it was last year. We had a more settled side during pre-season, but you have to take the good with the bad, and if someone's not, it gives someone else an opportunity.
Looking ahead towards Saturday, are any of the unavailable players tonight available for Saturday?
Tom's available, Room is available. Alvin should be available, depends what time he gets back into the country. It's these little things I have to take into consideration. I'm not too sure on Ryan King. He took a knock in training last week, and that's why he's not been involved in the last two games, but he's been a bright one in pre-season as well. So it'll be hard to judge at the minute who's definitely going to be and who's not. And that's something what me and the management team have to go and sit down and discuss. There's going to be some difficult decisions, but some lads are going to like it, some lads are going to be unhappy. But I'm the manager and the book lies with me, and I accept all responsibility.
Obviously, Sean Phillips took the eye tonight with that free kick that he scored.
Yeah, I've known Sean for a long time as a personal friend of mine and also through football. And it's a lad what he actually came and done a bit of pre-season last year, but it was a big year for him. He got married and he knew he was missing the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season. And obviously, with me being a new manager at a new club, I couldn't afford to bring a player what I knew wouldn't be available consistently for 6 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks. And that's one reason why he started off at Ludbury last year. He's come this pre-season and shown the quality what he has got, and I know what quality he's got, and hopefully Gresby faithful will see that as well. And I think with that free kick, he's seen it was a special strike.
And obviously he's got a lot of great experience, which a lot of the squad haven't got.
Yeah, and that's something what we've tried to bring in a bit more with the players what we've lost. I think if you look at the attack-minded players what we've lost from last season, I think if I brought in seven, we've lost six, and really the only one what's really stayed is Matt. And he's come on heaps and bounds. He's absolutely been tremendous pre-season. I've been unplayable at times, and I thought yet again today he was outstanding. He'd done more minutes out than I wanted him to, but obviously that was through people having slight knocks. But you know what you're going to get from Matt, and I think every Gresley fan will love Matt Melbourne, and whether he's scoring goals or not, just his work effort and his commitment to the cause is fantastic. And if I can get more players like that, we'll definitely be all right this season.
So how close are you to getting the squad that you'd like to start the season?
I'm very close. Obviously, we just need to iron out one or two things regarding injuries. And obviously, we had another trialist in today. He'd done really well. So there's just one or two things that maybe for me to bring him in, I might have to let someone go, you know. So, but it's football and they're the difficult decisions I've got to make. But I'm happy with this squad. I think we've got a squad of 22 players at the minute, including... stroke reserve first team players what will be in and around the first team as well. So I'm quite happy. Maybe we need to narrow it down to 20, to be honest.
So obviously Josh Dunn wasn't here tonight, and he's done quite well in pre-season.
Yeah, well, he's done really well in pre-season, but at the same time, being completely honest, having these two holidays has kind of put him on a bit of a setback regarding with the other lads as well, because lads have been here and doing it. But obviously the goals what he scored against Burton and what he done last season doesn't go unnoticed, but maybe that's one that might have to be a little bit patient, build up his fitness, start off in the reserves and build, do well, and then come knocking on the first team door. But you know, that's down to him at the end of the day. He's a good lad and he works hard, and he knows I've been honest with him as well, and it's down to him when he takes the opportunity when it comes.